From October 20th to October 29th, WVLP's Jim Wolf accompanied 12 local business and civic leaders to China as guests of the Confucius Institute at Valparaiso University. This week, WVLP is broadcasting his observations from the trip.
The sound you hear is the congregation of a Catholic church in the Chinese city of Hangzhou reciting the rosary before Mass. While touring China with a delegation of 12 business and civic leaders from Valparaiso University in October, I had the opportunity to attend the Mass. A Jesuit by the name of Martino Martini, known as Wei Quangzhou to the Chinese, founded this church in 1661 under the name of Santa Maria Immaculate. It now survives as a bright sky blue cathedral sandwiched between commercial buildings and skyscrapers, although the Bethel, the church building itself, doesn't look as old as the congregation. It's obviously survived decades, if not centuries. It was through the Jesuits that the Catholic Church allowed native rituals such as incense burning and observance of Confucius rituals to continue to be practiced, as the rituals didn't deny the existence of the Christian God and allowed the converted to interact in traditions with their other Chinese friends. The Mass itself differs little from its English version and is easily followed. Despite the suppression of religion by the communist Chinese government, churches that maintained a low profile survived. As the Chinese saying goes, one more Christian is one less Chinese, but those not making a fuss did continue. It's not the only religion surviving. One of the four ancient Islamic mosques in southeast China still exists in Hangzhou. The Phoenix Mosque, which was built by a Persian called A Lao Ding during the Tang Dynasty, and rebuilt in 1281 AD, still exists. The Baopu Taoist Temple looks over West Lake, having been there since around 300 AD. Protestant megachurches are being built. According to our guide, Song Tian, who chose the European name Sunny, although Christianity is making inroads into Chinese culture, the predominant religions remain the native ones, Buddhism and Taoism. The Buddhist temple the group went to, the Lingyan Temple, ushers throngs of tourists through its building during the day. The 500 different and slightly larger-than-life bronze statues of monks are on display for photographs. But at the altars of Buddha and four guardians, Chinese still burn joss sticks and make supplications. Some of the lights burning are now electronic, one of the few modern allowances. The World Christian Database estimates that 70 million Chinese belong to a growing Christianity movement, roughly 5% of that population. The government counts 21 million Catholics and Protestants. That's still an increase of more than 50% in 10 years. Some Christians operate with Communist Party approval, such as Beijing's Haidian Christian Church. The World Bible League out of Madison, Illinois, helps fuel the growing evangelical movement. They make frequent trips to China each year, along with the other countries that they work in, including India. The congregants at Santa Maria Immaculate Second Mass were a mixed but primarily older people. Some families attended, and when the wine and sacraments were brought to the altar, children preceded the procession with flowers. However, single young adults, especially males, were conspicuously absent. It remains to be seen how Chinese now in their 20s will embrace religion. For many, their tastes in Western culture run towards designer clothes, iPods, and outward symbols of ostentation. As our guide Sunny told us, the only God she believes in is herself. This is Jim Wolf signing off for WVLP's China Report. Thank you for listening.
The China Report has been a production of WVLP LP. Jim Wolf, writer, Justina Siska, producer, Mac McIntyre, editor, Dan Watt, engineer. Our theme music is Green Willow off the CD The River on a Spring Moonlit Night. More information on the music is available online at shlsmusic.com.